So now, taking the time to lie on your mat or on a carpet on the floor, bringing your arms to lie at your sides with the palms facing up if that feels comfortable for you, and with your legs outstretched and the feet falling away from one another. Sinking into the mat, letting it cradle you, letting the earth hold you in this rest position. And when you feel ready to, shifting your attention to focus on the breath at the belly, rising on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. Attending to each breath, arising and passing, moment by moment, breath by breath. And on the next in-breath, reaching the arms up over the head, stretching the arms and the fingertips in one direction as you stretch the legs and feet out in the other direction. Elongating, opening, and lengthening the body from the tips of the fingers through the arms and all the way through the body down to the feet. And then reversing the direction, paying attention as you move to the body sensations that are arising throughout the movement, bringing the arms back over the head and letting them float back to the floor by your side, bringing the body to stillness, releasing the legs and the feet, returning to the rest position, and noting how the body is doing after this simple lengthening, stretching movement. In the next series of movements, we will be doing pelvic tilts and at the same time massaging the lower back. So on the next out-breath, bending the knees and flattening the feet so that the knees are pointing toward the ceiling and the feet are flat on the floor or the mat. And taking a moment to notice that there is a slight arch in the lower back, in the small of the back in this position. You can even bring one of your hands to rest there. And breathing out, pressing the soles of the feet gently into the floor, at the same time pressing your back flat against the mat, so that if your hand is resting there, noticing that the arch disappears. Tilting the pelvis slightly upward, and then releasing back, softening the bottoms of the feet, tilting the pelvis down and allowing the arch to return to the lower back. Taking some time now to engage in this gentle movement at your own pace. Noting as you do that you are massaging the lower back, and strengthening the back muscles. Experimenting with your own pace, moving more slowly or more quickly. Practicing with your eyes open or closed. Attending to whether the shoulders and the arms are relaxed and the face is soft. Attending mindfully to the sensations in the body through the movement, and then coming back to stillness. Drawing the knees toward the chest, hugging the knees with your hands either on top of the shins or in between the thighs and calves behind the knee. Pausing and breathing here in this position. Noting the sensations of the breath here in this contracted position. And then rocking gently from side to side. Feeling the sensations in the back muscles, in the neck, and in the shoulders as you do this. You can experiment with guiding the knees in a circular motion with your hands in one direction and then the other. Massaging the back muscles. And if you feel comfortable with it, gently lifting the head toward the knees, not straining or pulling, not striving to achieve some special position. And then pausing here. Breathing, observing the sensations arising from moment to moment. And on the next out-breath, releasing the knees and arms, sliding your legs along the floor or the mat, returning your arms to your sides. And coming back to the rest position. Dropping into stillness. Feeling the effects of this movement on the body and on the breath. And on the next out-breath, raising the right knee toward the chest, gently holding the shin or underneath the knee with both hands. Pausing here. Breathing. Observing sensations arising in this position. And then guiding the knee with your hands from side to side. Forward and backward. Circling the knee in one direction and then the other. Exploring the flexibility at the hip joint with this motion. And as you do, paying close attention to the limits of your body in this moment. Not striving or pushing or pulling. Just gentle movement with great care and attention. listening to the wisdom of your body in this moment as you move. And then returning to stillness with the hands hugging the shin or the leg behind the knee. If you feel comfortable with it, lifting the head and neck off the floor gently toward the knee. Pausing here, observing the sensations in the neck, the weight of the head. And when you feel ready, lowering the head and neck, releasing the hands, letting the legs slide out on the floor or the mat. Returning to stillness with as much interest and curiosity as with movement. Now reversing the legs and lifting the left knee toward the chest with the head and neck remaining on the mat and clasping the shin or behind the knee and gently guiding the knee with your hands. Exploring the range of motion and flexibility at the knee and at the left hip. Moving the knee from side to side and then front to back. Circling the knee in one direction and then the other. Observing sensation as you move. And if you wish to, raising the head and neck gently toward the knee. Pausing here. Breathing, noting the sensations in the head, the weight of the head and in the neck as you hold this posture. And if you notice that your face is getting tight or other regions of the body that aren't involved are getting involved, seeing if you can soften here. And on the next out-breath, allowing the head and neck to come back to rest on the mat. Releasing the arms, releasing the knee, and sliding the leg along the floor as you return to stillness. For the next series of postures, we will be transitioning to kneeling on all fours. But before actually moving, forming the intention to maintain the continuity of awareness as you move from lying down to kneeling. And then slowly rolling over onto your side. Bending the knees and using the arms to raise your body, bringing yourself onto all fours with the arms and hands positioned under your shoulders and your knees about hip width apart. Flattening the back so that you are positioned like a table. with the back as the flat surface of the table, and the arms and legs being the legs of the table. If maintaining this position is too stressful for the wrists, arms, or shoulders, you can modify the posture so that you are resting on the elbows with the forearms outstretched in front of you on the mat, with the palms flat on the mat. And we'll be moving into the cat pose. So breathing out and drawing the stomach muscles up and in, arching the back up toward the ceiling. And as you do this, letting the head drop down gently. And then reversing this position, inhaling, letting the head come up, softening the abdomen, and allowing the back to sag, like the back of a cow. And then on the next out-breath, pulling the abdomen up and in, arching the back upward, dropping the head, and moving again into the cat. Maintaining the continuity of attention and awareness as you move now into the cow, and then back into the cat, moving at your own pace with the breath, observing the sensations as you do this, moment by moment, and engaging in this movement only as is right for you right now. And then returning to the table position with the back flat. And from here, we will be moving into a series of balance poses. So first, extending the right leg back behind you with the toes resting on the ground. And then lifting and extending the left arm. And as you do this, raising the right leg as high as is possible and good for you, being careful to explore your limits without pushing past them, and balancing here in this extended posture, breathing with it, observing the sensations arising in the body in this challenging position, and then lowering the arm, lowering the leg, exhaling and arching the back again into the cat, and releasing into the cow, letting the abdomen soften and the back sag down with the head uplifted. And then coming back to stillness with the back flat in the table position. And we'll reverse the posture now, extending the left leg behind you, resting the toes on the mat, and reaching out with the right arm, and then raising the left leg, balancing on the left arm and the right leg, reaching, breathing, stretching, mindful of the sensations arising in this side of the body as you balance here. And then lowering the arm, lowering the leg. Exhaling and arching the back into the cat. And then softening the abdomen, releasing the back, and raising the head into the cow. And coming back to the table. And lowering the buttocks toward the heels. And lowering the abdomen to rest on the thighs. Allowing your arms and hands either to stretch forward in front of you or letting them rest alongside the body, palms facing upward, pointing toward the ceiling, with the backs of the hands on the mat. Allowing your body to settle into stillness. And once again, forming the intention to maintain the continuity of awareness as we move back to lying down on the back, feeling the support of the mat holding you, allowing the breath to flow freely. And when you feel ready to, raising the knees so that they point toward the ceiling with the feet flat on the floor and with the heels closer to the buttocks. And pulling the arms closer in at the sides with the palms flat on the mat. And we will be moving into the bridge pose. So pressing the soles of the feet into the floor and lifting the buttocks, the pelvis, and the lower back off the mat, off the floor. And then coming to stillness wherever you are. And noticing that you are creating a bridge with the lower body in this position. Being careful not to let the knees splay out to the sides. Breathing here. And observing the belly rising and falling with each breath. Noticing the parts of the body that are involved in keeping you up. The soles of the feet, the knees and thighs, the legs. Balancing and resting on the shoulders, the neck, and the head. Holding this posture only as long as is right for you. And then lowering the body slowly, one vertebrae at a time. Allowing the body to make contact with the mat. Slowly, mindfully, and then releasing fully onto the mat or the floor. Observing how the body feels now, having done this challenging posture. Attending to the sensations arising from moment to moment in movement and equally in stillness. And keeping the knees still pointed toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor. taking a moment to shift the arms so that they are elongated at shoulder height, so that your arms, relative to your body, form the shape of a T. And then lifting the soles of the feet slightly off the ground and letting your knees fall toward the floor to the right. And in doing this, creating a twist in the spine, if that feels right for you. And you can either leave your head looking straight up at the ceiling, or if you'd like to increase the twist, glancing out over your left arm and shoulder, noticing where in the body you feel this twist, noting sensations in the abdomen, at the waist, in the chest, breathing softness into this twisting posture, and then lifting the feet and returning the knees toward the center, dropping your feet so that the soles are flat on the mat, the knees aligned and pointed toward the ceiling, and with the head back to center. And now reversing the posture, lifting the feet slightly off the floor and lowering the knees in the opposite direction to the left, either keeping the head at the center, looking up toward the ceiling, or glancing over the right arm and shoulder. Breathing here, letting the breath soften into the twist. And on the next out-breath, lifting the feet slightly and bringing the knees back to the center with the feet flat on the floor and the head back to the center. And bringing the arms alongside the body and pausing here. Noticing the effects of this movement on the body as a whole. And now, with the knees still pointed toward the ceiling, stretching out the right leg along the ground and keeping the left knee bent, and on an out-breath, raising the right leg up to whatever height is appropriate for you, remembering that what's important is moment-to-moment awareness of the movement, awareness of the body, and not how high the leg is raised. So with the leg up in the air, feeling the sensations associated with lifting and holding this heavy weight up, and then circling the foot around the ankle in one direction, and then in the other direction, attending to sound or sensation in the joint as you do this, and then flexing the foot and pointing the foot, feeling the sensations in the foot and the ankle and hamstrings as you do this, and checking to see that your shoulders, chest, and arms, the face are soft and at ease. And if it feels right for you in this moment, reaching the hands up along the leg to whatever point is right for you right now, the thigh or the knee or the calf, and then raising the head gently toward the knee with the knee bent or straight, aware of the sensations in the leg, along the back, aware of the weight of the head lifted, and of the breath moving in and out. And then releasing the head and neck back to the mat or the floor, lowering the arms, and placing your attention to rest in the leg, and then allowing the leg to float down slowly toward the floor, staying with the sensations as you move in the upper leg, the knee, noting the sensations in the opposite leg and hip as you slowly move the extended leg toward the floor, and feeling the sensation of release as the muscles soften into the mat. And now bending the right knee and elongating the left leg along the ground, and on an out-breath, lifting the left leg up toward the ceiling and only to the height that's right for you. And then circling the foot around the ankle in one direction, and then the other direction. Flexing and pointing the foot. And then reaching up along the leg to whatever height is right for you. And if it feels comfortable for you, gently raising the head toward the knee with the knee bent or straight. And aware of sensations in the back and the leg. Aware of the breath moving in and out. And checking if your face and mouth and eyes are relaxed. And then focusing the attention into the left leg, lowering the head, lowering the hands, and then letting the left leg float down very slowly, being with the sensations arising and shifting in the leg as it moves downward through space until it makes contact with the floor, and then experiencing the release, softening into stillness, into wakefulness, present from moment to moment. And we will be shifting mindfully once again and rolling onto the left side of the body, supporting the head with the left hand and the body with the right hand placed in front of the stomach, and with the right leg resting on top of the left, and letting the left leg bend slightly backward at the knee to provide support for the lower back. And breathing in, raising the right leg to whatever height feels right for you. And circling the foot in one direction and then in the other direction. Pointing and flexing the foot. Bringing attention to the muscles holding the leg up. And on the next exhalation, lowering the leg slowly, bathing this region of the body in awareness as you move, and attending to the sensation of release as the leg touches down. And then we'll reverse the posture, rolling onto the right side of the body, supporting the body with the left hand in front of the stomach, and letting the bottom leg be slightly bent backward at the knee for support. And then raising the left leg as far as is right for you in this moment. Circling the foot in one direction and then the other. Pointing and flexing the foot. Breathing here. Observing the sensations arising and passing. And noticing what your mind is doing now, your thoughts, without getting caught up in the content of thinking. And on the next out-breath, lowering the leg, letting it soften and release. Moving now onto your abdomen and taking the position of the rest pose facing downward with the arms resting at the sides of the body, palms facing upward, the feet relaxed, and the head resting to the side on one cheek, with the body fully supported by the mat, by the floor. And bringing attention to the sensation of the breath at the belly, as it presses against the mat on the in-breath and releases with the out-breath. And when you feel ready to, raising and turning the head so that the chin is resting on the mat, and on an out-breath, raising the right leg and extending it behind you with the chin still on the mat, keeping both hips on the floor, extending the leg out rather than up, so that you're not raising the leg very much, just as much as is right for you, exploring your limits, but not exceeding them, bringing awareness to the muscles in the lower back engaged in holding this heavy weight, the leg, up. Aware of sensations in the neck and the shoulders. Breathing here. And then lowering the leg back down. Resting the head down on the opposite cheek. Releasing and allowing the body to sink more fully into the mat. And reversing now and raising the head with the chin resting on the mat. And now lifting the left leg up. Extending it behind you with the hips flat on the mat. Exploring the sensations in the muscles of the leg. Noticing thoughts without getting caught up in the content of thinking. And then lowering the leg, lowering the head, resting on one cheek, releasing, softening into the mat. For the last posture on the belly, we will be doing the cobra pose. So, continuing to lie on the abdomen with the arms at your sides and palms facing up toward the ceiling. Bringing the forehead to rest on the mat. And slowly lifting the forehead, then the nose, then the chin, and finally raising the head up off the mat, raising the shoulders, lifting upward with each breath. Not straining or forcing, and not using the hands or arms to hold you up in any way. And on the next out-breath, lowering down slowly the shoulders, the neck, the head, and coming to rest the head on the opposite cheek, releasing into the mat, into the floor, falling awake. And forming the intention to maintain continuity of awareness. And when you feel ready to, turning mindfully over onto the back. And once again, drawing the knees gently toward the chest, hugging them gently, circling the knees in one direction and then in the other, or moving them back and forth. massaging the muscles of the back in whatever way seems right for you right now. Acknowledging the work that these muscles have done. And then lowering the legs and coming again into the rest position with the arms at the sides and the palms facing up, allowing the legs to be long with the feet falling away from one another. Fully releasing the body into the mat, cradled here. Letting go of any tension or tightness. Breathing deeply. Filling the lungs with air. Filling the entire body with breath. And then holding the body as a whole in your awareness. Scanning the body now from the feet into the lower legs. The knees, the thighs and hips. Aware of the pelvis, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, and abdomen. The chest, the arms and shoulders, aware of the neck and throat, and the head, softening the face into neutral, letting go, releasing. Present, breath by breath, moment by moment. And as this sequence comes to an end, you might want to congratulate yourself for taking the time to nourish and strengthen your body and your mind in this way, increasing the flexibility of your body and of your mind, and forming the intention to take time regularly to practice in this way. And as you continue this or any of the practices you are learning with care and attention, you may notice that your limits are changing and dissolving on their own by cultivating and strengthening mindfulness, opening to your life, unfolding in each moment.